Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
To seek out
new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's going down, people.
Gobble we and up in a chocolate truffle.
This Mudaneka. Freak the Fuck Friday presents Too Much Turkey, Not Enough Pants. Yeah.
Not enough.
That's what we're talking about. Not enough pants. You know, people that are over 8. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got enough room in their pants. You know what I'm saying? For all the food they done ate.
Come on!
Yeah, nope. Hold on. What's happening, good peoples, and all my
hey,
sick
Smelly,
and healthy people?
After Thanksgiving, Smelly, I chirped you yesterday, but you never chirped me back.
No, when I chirped you back, and I said I had a whole conversation, so I talked. And then, but your phone kept beeping, talking about some user busy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
You know, the thing about the holidays is you know Goofy Bones a player, right? And so I'm getting calls from girls that I fucked throughout the last past 3 years after Thanksgiving, text messages, calls. So it's like half of these chicks, I'm like, oh, hey, I thought you forgot about me. So it's like, now I got to tap them all during the holidays. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the women remembering me.
Well, you know, getting close to Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want that present. Yeah. Miss Heavenly Angel, what's up, baby? We got Miss Heavenly Angel. Now Goof, Heavenly Angel is sick, man.
Important duty, Captain Smith, okay.
Oh my god.
I think you got pneumonia now.
No, and don't say that.
Doctor's office is closed.
You didn't take a flu shot, did you?
I'm still here.
You didn't take a flu shot, did you? Did you take a flu shot?
My doctor was begging me to get it. I wasn't about to get it.
Hell no. I thought it was fucking you up. You know what I mean?
No, uh-uh. Everybody's got this stuff going around. It's the snow that came down in the middle of fall here.
Oh,
hey, you know,
okay.
You know the funny thing is, over here in California, it was 20 degrees.
Ooh, ouch.
What?
I don't want to hear that.
Degrees.
Y'all need me. I'm moving in.
This morning at 4 in the morning, I'm at my mom's house right now, so we live in another country. But, it was freezing as hell this morning. I looked at my skin, and my shit was, it looked like I got powers in my hand from the steam that was coming off my skin.
Yeah.
Now, that's cold.
We were at
17
yesterday. Now we're at
30
now, so that's better.
Damn, Texas, Dallas, they at 43.
Shit.
With a low of 27. God damn.
Yeah.
Well,
how was your turkey day? Gobble, gobble.
I was out here smoking a blunt at 4 in the morning, freezing my balls off, but I still do what I got to do.
Damn. That's dedication, people. That's dedication to the smoke. That's dedication to the smoke. Me personally, I shout out to all my family, man. I roll around, you know what I'm saying? Went and visited my auntie. Shout out to my auntie, my little cousin, my little cousin, and all that. Then went over to grandma's house. Shout out to my aunt over there, my grandma, my uncle I ain't seen in a minute, my granddad, my all my little cousins. And then after that, I went out of town. I went up to to visit my dad's side of the family. So I went up to kind of Florida. Yeah, it was about an hour away. And rolled up there and hung out with my cousin. Shout out to my cousin Ryan and Dominique, Gigi, everybody up there, you know what I'm saying, Mika. And I was in the country. I mean, back roads where they ain't even got roads. It's just dirt. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even got signs. They don't have road signs. No, they don't have no. No, ain't no street lights. None of that shit. I mean, they don't have
like
a stop sign.
And like you was hitting all the tables left yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, I you know, I ain't eating nothing. I just went around collecting plates. I got about four, five plates. They got about four, five plates.
You set up for the week.
Yeah, you know. My mom wanted some. My mom wanted some chitlins. Who the fuck is this? Hello.
Heavenly Angel, happy Thanksgiving to you, darling, and I'm sorry.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, baby.
Hey, what's up, man? I had met you like a couple weeks ago. You didn't give me your card.
Okay.
But listen, I came back up there where I met you at, and somebody else was up there.
No, that's my short-stopping-ass cousin, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm the one that got them gospel CDs from me.
Okay.
DJ Smoke is on a business call.
I'll be out there today around about 4 o'clock, and I'll be stocked up for you.
Please.
Dang, there's no way to get them before that, because I'm off today. I just had to come drop my son off. I live in Brandon, so I'm heading back over there.
Oh, yeah, I stay in Oldsmar, man. And I'm actually on the radio right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it won't even be till 4 o'clock.
I might have to just come back over here and get them. Yeah, man, have me some good ones, and I'll call you later.
Okay, I got you.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, brother. All right, people, sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Interrupting the hustle and everything. You know, that's what happens when you hand out business cards. People actually use them sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. But now my mom wanted some chitlins. So I happened to, the last stop I went, when I went to Ocala, I met all my daddy's side. You know what I'm saying? My daddy died. So he died in 99. So when I go up here, all these old school cats looking at me like, damn, that man look familiar. You know what I'm saying? He looked familiar. See, when I smiled, they was like, man, they call my dad Scoop. Man, that's Scoop. And and it kind of blew me. I mean, because every single person I went to, you know what I'm saying, acknowledged me, calling me my dad.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, my dad died when he was 35. You know what I'm saying? I'm 32.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It looked crazy going around all his old friends. You know what I'm saying? It's like a reincarnation of him and shit. And that's how I feel. They were looking at me. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
yeah.
they opened doors. I mean, when I say open doors, shit, my family opened doors. That's the definition of family. That's why I really, that side is family. You know what I'm saying? They look out for you. You need something, you need a place to stay, you need anything. They're gonna do what they need to do to make it happen for you. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow. So, one of the plates that they actually fixed ended up, you know what I'm saying, I put it in the refrigerator. Come find out today, you know, I went and, you know, participated in the Black Friday sale. I went and they got 100 packs of CDs for $6. At Office Depot. Yeah, so, Goofy, you need to make your run to Office Depot. I'm pretty sure that's state worldwide, you know what I'm saying, statewide, all the states should have.
I was out there this morning because I bought my mom a house out in the sticks, and she don't got no flat screen TVs whatsoever, so Goofy Bone had to do little sales, but I bought my mom a bunch of flat screens this morning. I came in this morning, she thought someone was breaking in, had all these TVs. And she was like, oh, my God, where'd you rip these off at? I was like, Mom, I bought these at Black Friday.
Frick, no. Yeah, they had the deal.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they had the deal for Black Friday, boy. Them flat screens, they had flat screen down here, I think, for like 100 and something bucks.
No, I got some 40-inchers for $397.
These are like 20. Yeah, same price then, because I think they're 20-inch screens for like 100, 150, something like that.
I mean, my mom's all set already, so I just put them all up. My back hurts.
Yeah,
So I'm medicated.
That's after that. What was on the menu for your Thanksgiving?
Oh man, we had, my mom's is smelly. One of these years, I'm gonna bring you out here because my mom's, she hooks it up. You think somebody catered that shit? My mom does everything. Shit, we had 3 different styles of ham. We had a fat ass fucking 20-pound turkey. We had mashed potatoes. We had corn. We had everything. Rice. Little
did
hors d'oeuvres.
Did you get pie?
We had shrimp
hors d'oeuvres. Later on,
we had 7 different pies, people. And these pies looked like they were for fat people because they were so big. They weren't the average size pies. These were like a whole fucking 22-inch rim fucking pie. And I'm dead serious.
Damn. Wow, big boy styling it.
Shout out to the big Grizz because he was there chewing half one of them.
Hell no. Nah. Damn, big Grizz had one pie in his hand and shit, making it look like a pot pie. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Heavenly, what you had on the menu?
We had that 20-pound turkey, too. I went to my sister's house. I got a turkey I need to cook now, but I'm not doing it. But we had 2 pies, some greens, gravy, homemade, of course, rolls. What else we have? Stuffing.
I don't do stuffing.
That's it. That's enough, I think.
Me and my mom were joking about that. Like, how can you eat something that you done stuffed up the turkey's ass?
Oh, man.
that whole picture just don't even sound. That don't even look right. Like, what?
Why do you think I don't eat stuffing? I don't eat stuffing. I mean, I just
stuff
turkey.
Yeah,
but I don't
eat
it.
You're supposed to stuff the turkey, cook it, and then eat the stuffing out. That all. You gonna eat out no turkey?
Some good stuff, baby. Some good stuff.
I'll tell you right now, that sounds like me busting one at somebody and then going back down there and eating that shit. I don't do that.
Man.
I knew you was gonna say that. That was on my mind. I was gonna say something, but I let it go.
Hey, no. Shout out to Easy Rider, man. Oh, people, y'all already know.
Shout out to Fit Surfer whooping our ass.
Oh, man. Pittsburgh, whoop your ass.
Yeah, they whooped the Raiders' ass last week, man. But it was the Raiders' fault, man. It was crazy because our defensive line guy, he socked the quarterback. I mean, he socked him to the ground. That's Raider football, people. But anyway, shout out to Easy Rider.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun,
really?
It's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Where can you get 66.com,
Mom?
Just sit there and wait on the savings.
You got any specials on this Black Friday at bid66.com?
I got a Black Friday special for y'all.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble.
Who wants to risk
get
having
Black
a baby
Friday
that's so
off
or
off a baby
ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com. That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose
bring
of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Oh, that's so fucked up. How many people out there ain't never stole like your mama purse when you was young?
Oh, I never did.
Yeah, all right.
No, every time
you sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh.
Nah, my mom always hooked me up with cash. Shout out to my mom. But then I got tired of asking, so then I went out and made my own money, if you know what I'm talking about. Shout out to Blue News for not stealing out of my wallet. What's up, son?
Hell no. Go on to bid66.com and see what we got up here.
What
we got up here today? We got a Rachel. We got a Rachel Ray 10-piece stainless cookware. We have the Honeywell Deluxe Weather Station.
Ooh, that's about $200 right there.
Yeah, estimated $299.
Oh,
we have the 1 terabyte USB desktop external hard drive, $129 value. That's some good stuff today. Hell no. Nah. We got a Brannigan's free range turkey, 14 to 16 pounds.
What? Turkey
what the hell is that?
Window.
What the hell is that? What the hell is a free
that's
range?
That's the easy rider.
What
throwing
is that?
The turkey out the window.
Hell no. Nah. For all y'all massage people out there, they got a Best Massage Blue 2-fold massage table, estimated at $330. Starting at 10 cents. Wow. Where they do that at? Nowhere. And you got an Xbox 360 console with the Kinect. Estimated $300 starting at 16 cents. Look at these punk ass people already in line and shit. How the hell? Hey, the biz ain't even starting. Biz is already ready to motherfucking bid. Got the. Who is this? F. Delmer. He already bid it on like 3 different items. You Fear Me. Got like 3 or 4 different bids already. These are your top bidders of the day, people. Look out for You Fear Me and F. Del Emery. Some shit like that. They got bids.
The price
right.
sound too good to be true.
Not grain feed. What the hell?
It's
that?
Just
What's
like
that?
You, Angel. You sound too good to be true.
You think I sound too good to be true today?
Even sexy? Even sexy when you sound sick, too.
Thank you, baby. You made my day.
Hey, well, let's make it a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? The Freak the Fuck Out Friday presents Too Much Turkey,
Not
Enough.
Yeah, I need to get my nutty on. I know that. It's been a few days since I got that.
Hey,
yeah,
I don't know if my fiance told you, but did you all know Q Hopper was on VH1?
No.
What was that? I didn't hear that. What?
Man, Miss Computer Lady, wherever you are, honey, you fucking up rotation. I'm telling you right now.
And she came through. She came through the show. She was on the show.
Q Hopper recorded a VH1 special, and Miss Computer Lady was there watching it. And she didn't even tell me.
Oh, man. Shouts out to Q Hopper, man.
I know. Shouts out to that brother, man. He's doing it. And I mean, on VH1? Jesus.
And if y'all know we talk about people.
I missed what you said in the beginning.
This brother right here, Q Hopper, was live on VH1. Y'all make sure y'all check it out.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, wow.
And matter of fact, I'm going to go to VH1.com and see if it's
Look for it, because I want to know when the fuck it's coming on. Miss Computer Lady, that's the first time she ever made me mad. It's like, you're supposed to tell me these type of things. But she just, I guess she's on her hiatus since she took all my fans. I ain't got no fans no more. They all go to her show now.
But this is the man that they talk about, people. This is Mr. Q Harvey. We're going to find the video. Check it out.
Can I talk for a minute?
Sunshine, make a
homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm fly, fresher than a bitch. Creeper head to toe on my grown man shit. Man, if you got bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this. Tonight I'm fly, fresher than a bitch. Creeper head to toe on my grown man shit. Man, if you got bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this.
Don't know, big red and bold legs, all that goddamn don't. Halfway drunk, lil' mama blown on that spark, trick a little something, and give my niggas what they want. Looking good, feeling good, you smelling good by turn. Independent black woman, straight job, no churn. Hollywood on that one, she always keep a fresh burn. Hot girl, yeah, for sure, you play with her, you get burned. Southern bread, southern fair, raise on beans and cornbread. Take no drama from no nigga that's embedded in her head. Ass like a mule, thighs like a thoroughbred. Her nigga locked up, 25 in the bed. That's why she in the middle of the dance floor, yo. Drinking like she was an ATL strip hoe. Watch how she drop that ass there, roll it real slow. Man, she crumpling in a bitch on that X in the hip. No party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm flyin' with no bullshit. Keep her head to toe on my groom and shit. Tonight we gon' party with no bullshit.
Friday presents Too Much Turkey, Not Enough Pants. And I ain't talking about, you know, the old 69 song. You know,
hey, but this year I didn't pick out like I usually do because, well, I mean, I know a couple of years I had like 6-7 plates. This year I only have barely one because I'm telling you, my mom hooks it up like a muck. Like, you think it's a catering business. My mom did it all by herself.
Yo.
Mr. Easy Rider, Mr. Bit66.com.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hey.
The building.
Hey, I was thinking about you, Goof, when the Raiders were playing. I mean, You know, I just want to let it be known that, you know, we're gunning for Seymour. He better not come to our town again. We're looking for him. We've got some people out in the California area looking for him. Just let them know that. Nobody smacks Big Ben. He gets away with it. Cheap shot. That was
fuck him. He's an asshole.
That was crazy.
I know. But you know what? We can never talk about cheap shots because Pittsburgh invented the cheap shot. I mean, Harrison gives a cheap shot every game, you know?
Well,
yeah, that was crazy. I never seen that before in my life.
Oh, that was crazy, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they fined him or what they did to that Seymour.
Oh, they gave him $25,000, but I mean, shit, I would have gave him at least $100,000. He cold cocked Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah, man. He smacked him right in the face mask. I mean, geez. I bet they're laughing about it now, but, you know, damn, you know, what a thing. Whoa, there's someone on TV here. Jeff Reed. Oh, man, Jeff Reed hung himself today.
What?
Jeff Reed, the kicker. Well, let's see what it's saying here. I've got my TV turned on.
Jeff Reed, the kicker.
Palomalu found Jeff Reed in his apartment today after a phone call to come over. Well, he called Palomalu to come over to his apartment. Palomalu got there. He found him hanging from a chair, still alive. And he said to him, he tried to kick the chair out from under himself, but he missed.
Hell no.
Wait a minute.
That'll be on the nutty news. That's going to make the nutty news. Guaranteed.
You get it? He tried to Jeff Reed, the kicker that we cut, tried to kick the chair out from under himself when to hang himself, and he missed the chair. Get it? The kicker, he missed.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the jokes that are going around Pittsburgh about Jeff Reed.
Oh, man. Hell no.
Yeah, what's really crazy about him, he goes to all the bars around here, you know, and he is a sick fucker. I mean, he dresses, paints his face up like red and green and goes out. I mean, his hair is like spiked orange and shit, you know. I think Rooney's just didn't want him on their team, too. I mean, he blew a lot of kicks, but, you know, he did have some good kicks there. I mean, during his career. I mean, he was, I don't think, I mean, somebody's going to pick him up and get a good kicker, I think.
Well, I guess we'll see. And that's normally what happens, though. When somebody, you know what I'm saying, fuck up. Like hell, we got rid of fucking Dunn, and then we had to bring his ass back. That was the best little fucking running back that we had. Tight end,
yeah,
and everything.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
so he didn't kick the bucket?
You guys are doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay doing their thing, man. Shouts out to Tampa Bay. The fans ain't supporting them here, though. Still, they ain't, man. Shit.
I'm calling us in the Super Bowl, guys. I'm calling Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we're going to win it, but I'm going to say we're going to be in it.
I don't know. I'm going to say New England all the way, man. That fucking crazy hippie Tom Brady.
Oh,
he's
Yeah, he's good.
What's their record right now?
I hate that guy. I hate that guy with a passion, but I mean, shit. He's whooping ass.
You got to give credit where credit is due. Shit, he's doing
that. He's checking his whole offensive line. Now, when you do that, you're a quarterback. Huh. I mean, he's checking people, yelling at them. Fucking do this. Fucking do that, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's running that team, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's what you got to do.
So when you're running shit, you running shit.
Yeah, you the captain, goddamn shit.
Ben runs that.
I got to go because I'm about to go to, where is it, Office Depot, you said?
Oh, yeah, Office Depot.
What else do they got, Smelly?
Shit, everything.
Hey, because I'm going to ship you like 50 of my CDs and then 50 of my DVDs, and you go ahead and tell them out there.
Oh, yeah, you know I do.
I'm pushing the DVD, and like I said, shoot me all your 813 battles, and I'll make you a DVD, all fucking legit.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying, man. If you just get the goddamn Team Viewer shit, I ain't got to do nothing.
Yeah, I use that Team Viewer. I like Team Viewer.
Yeah, all you got to do is drag the whole fucking file over and do what you want to do. Oh, you have access to all my videos. I wouldn't give a damn what you want. If you just need videos to fucking around with your new program. That's the power of that Team Viewer.
So yeah,
I like
that.
It opens up your whole computer.
Well, I got to get back home to do that shit, but...
Yeah, so. I mean... Once you install that, then, you know what I'm saying, you understand what I mean. Okay. Easy Rider, you got the Team Viewer installed?
Yeah, I got the free version, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, well, we're going to have the network.
There's a free version and there's an upgrade version? What's that? Yeah, they got two of them. They got one you can pay for. Then they got one they trust you with. If you're not a business, they trust you. They say you're on the honor system. I said, oh, okay, no problem. You know, I won't use it for business.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you can't use it for business.
Yeah, you're on the honor system.
You can
though.
Use it for whatever the hell you're going to use it for. I mean, shit, it's got
Belly,
video,
we're using
chat,
it
for audio.
That violates the terms right there.
I am gonna buy a copy of it. I think it's like fucking $19 or something cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, it's cheap. Yeah, it's worth it though. I mean, just the free version playing around with it, I was already blowed. I was like, damn, that's the shit.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. It takes about a second to load it, and it doesn't get into your system. Or like a lot of them programs, they get into your system. This one don't.
Yeah, be all in your registry and stuff.
Right.
But see, stuff like that, that's the same thing Best Buy and all the other guys do. When you take your computer to Office Depot, they put this PC chip, they put TeamViewer on there. They'll install it, you know what I'm saying, but then it's hidden though, but it's not that version of TeamViewer. So when you actually call the Geek Squad or whatever, and they just tell you, you know what I'm saying, well, turn your computer on, that's because they've already installed the TeamViewer and they already can go into your computer. You know what I'm saying? The diagnosis straight from the stove.
All right, Kelly. Well, I got to get out of here, but much love to everybody, and I'll probably call back in within an hour.
All right. We'll be in the Cincinnati News in about an hour, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, much love, everybody.
All right, guys.
Have Thanksgiving easy, I forgot to tell you.
All right. All right.
Tonight!
Hey,
All righty, then.
Smell it.
Mr. Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen.
Smelly.
Go ahead.
He ought to send some CDs up here to Pittsburgh, and I'd get my boys to put them on their jukeboxes up here.
Oh, yeah,
all the CD players,
that,
the guys that got the CD players, I'll tell them to put them on there, you know?
Yeah. We're working on it, man. We're working on it, man.
I could get you a couple hundred jukeboxes, like, in a day.
Man, middle finger to my damn daughter, man. Who gonna sit up here and not call me for damn Thanksgiving, but sit up here and send out some fucking Facebook fucking family bullshit, talking about happy Thanksgiving, man. Fuck that. Can't even call me, goddammit.
How old is she, Spelly?
22 now.
Oh, hell, she ain't no little kid.
22, that
lady. She should have called you. That's what I mean. She's not a little kid. She should have called you.
Acting like they've grown. Yeah, both of them. The other one's in the military, you know what I'm saying? She's up there in Virginia. She ain't called me. I called both of their ass. It's all good. Christmas time come around. Everybody want to hit the motherfucking ball.
Hey, that turkey you were asking about on there, that is a grain, I mean a free range. I mean, when it eats like natural stuff like the grass and leaves and stuff, it doesn't eat, they don't feed it any grain. Whenever you get a grain-fed animal, like a grain-fed cow, they're horrible tasting, you know? You cannot
what?
Compare
$128 for one turkey.
Yeah, because it's like organic, and, you know, that's what that shit runs, man. Plus, you know, Christ, it's online, you know, it's a gourmet. That was a gourmet turkey. You know, that turkey was like, that guy sat there and talked to that turkey like every day, you know?
Yeah, he must have. I mean, it's...
He might have been fucking it for as we know.
And
please,
$128.
Fuck, that was his girlfriend.
A damn turkey, man. Shit.
I hope
you were right about that turkey,
but
stuffing it in the ass and then eating it.
For real, man. I just come on, people. You just ain't never thought about it like that. See,
I like
think
it though.
About it, like
tasty stuffing, baby.
Hey, Smelly.
Tasty.
Smelly, right. I'm gonna tell you a little story about the Polish women. The Polish women used to, like, my grandparents used to all get together at my grandmother's house, and they would my grandmother would save what's called the priest bite, like a priest in church. It's called the priest bite, B-I-T-E, and they used to save it, okay? When all the kids and all the men were out of the kitchen, okay, the women would bring out the priest bite, and they would eat the asshole of the chicken. And that was like a tradition that they had. And that's why they called it the priest fight.
Right. That must be the Catholics, because, yeah.
That's true. That's a true story. Oh, yeah. Polish Catholic. Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Irish Catholic, really. I'm Irish Catholic. Okay. I'm one of those IRA motherfucking crazies.
Okay. That sounds
like
a
Catholic.
Did
you have to unbutton your pants when you were done eating?
Did I have what in my pants? Somebody's mouth? Whose mouth in my pants?
Yeah, so
yeah.
What was on
Did
the,
you let
what
it
was on
out,
the menu
baby?
For
out?
Up in Pennsylvania, man? What y'all had? Give me the spread.
Well, I had, let's see, what did I have? Okay, I had, I'll start off with the desserts. I had some, get an orange and get the orange rinds, and get some, like, raspberries, and get some, what do they call them, pomegranates and stuff, and cranberry sauce, and, you know, you mix that all up and get some real cranberries in it. You know, it's like a raspberry cranberry with orange, like that orange peel is what makes it, you make it really small, like, you know what I mean? You put that orange peel in it, and really a good, a couple of nuts, a little bit of nuts in that, really good dish there. And I had some, definitely pumpkin pie, homemade pumpkin pies out of the, actually got the pumpkins and scraped out the pumpkin inside of it and made the pumpkin pie out of it. Made it like that, and then we had stuffing, you know. We had stuffing with giblets, which are kidneys and stuff like that, or liver, and then we had it without, okay? So what I was doing is I was putting the stuff with the kidneys in it for people who didn't want it.
Well,
if they didn't want it, I put it in anyway. It's one, I got a real good one here. I pulverized it into the gravy, like, so you wouldn't know it, you know. And they were all eating it, saying how much they loved it. And I said, man, all I did was liquefy them, man. You know, you were eating kidneys.
You know what I'm saying? Really, I mean, it's a more psychological thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. They were loving it. So that's the best gravy I ever had. But then we had that. Then we had a good turkey this year, good moist turkey. And we had some corn. And we had some, what else here now? Oh, yeah, definitely the yam, the candied yam. You know, that's a classic there. You know,
I finally got some of that from my grandma this year. Shout out to my grandma. Looking at candy yam.
With the marshmallow and the brown sugar and the walnuts. Yes, that was very good. I like that. I eat that a couple times a year. And let's see what else we had there. That's about it. Well, it wasn't, you know, didn't have a lot of stuff, but, you know, it was
no
all good.
Pies or cakes or anything? Oh, you said
no, we had
pie.
The pumpkin pie. You know, that's a big chore making them pumpkin pies by scratch. You know, I mean, with the pumpkins there. We bought the pumpkins and scraped them out and everything, you know.
So what do you do with the pumpkins?
Well, what you do is, you don't use the orange part. You scrape so much of the insides out. You get rid of this. We take the seeds out, and I make pumpkin seeds for the kids. Okay? I put them out. I wash them off, and I put them out on a tray, and I put them in the oven, and I bake them in the oven for a little while, and then we put some salt on them, and the kids eat them for pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
And then the pulp, you scrape that pulp out, and you mix it up with some different stuff, some brown sugar, and some cream, and what else the hell else she use? A couple other things, I forget. But, you know, she makes up the actual pumpkin inside for the pumpkin pie. Really good like that, man. Egg.
Well, let me give you an idea for the next time.
Go ahead.
Take the pumpkin itself, cut it down into like probably 3-4-inch slices.
Right.
And then dig the inside out using the serving trays.
Hmm.
You
okay. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, let it dry
a
little
bit. I got a recipe off a lady. You know, Sweet online, her name's Sweet something, blah, 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 something 69. Well, anyway. Black woman, she gave me a recipe. It was called. It sounded good. That's why I asked her for it. It was called punch bowl cake. I said, boy, that sounds really interesting. I said, I guess they make it out of a punch bowl. I said, but you know, it's a little bit hard to bake a punch bowl in the oven. Yeah. So I asked her. She said, no, you don't bake it. What they do is they get the punch bowl. Okay. I'll make it simple for you here. They get the punch bowl and they get angel food cake. already cooked angel food cake, and they break it up in little pieces, okay? And they put a layer on the bottom of it, okay? And they press it down, like, you know, because, you know, it's real spongy, and you can make it hard by pressing on it, you know? So they put the angel food cake on the bottom, okay? And then they would get, like, a strawberry with some strawberry, like, some strawberry liquid and real strawberries, and they would put that on top of it, okay? And they put a little Cool Whip there, too, and they'd put another layer of the angel food cake on it, okay? And then they'd put another layer of the strawberry glaze and the frozen strawberries, and, you know, there. And it would just keep on going up. They'd layer it, you know? But it was pretty neat using a punch bowl, and you didn't have to cook it. It's a cold dessert, you know, made from angel food cake. And I didn't make it, but I'm sure going to make it next year.
Well, I went to one of my homegirls, shout out to Q&Nage, and it was her birthday. And I'm going to have them on. You can go to my webpage. Everybody go to wdge.webs.com. If you ain't signed up, signed up. Shout out to Heavenly Angel for signing up. Seti J signing up. Who else? I got a couple other members on there already signed up. Appreciate that. Cyanide signed up. I think
you know, he's at his mama's house right now.
Put it in the chat room. I'll go on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's my new webpage, man. And, you know, I been doing, you know, just had to go ahead and get something official, you know what I'm saying, to represent me. I've been doing webpages and all the other kind of shit for everybody else, but I never had anything really representing me. So, there you go. And I got new content, new videos you won't be able to see on YouTube, pictures you won't be able to see anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going to be exclusive to that website. So all the stuff that you see there, you guarantee you ain't going to be able to go to YouTube or nowhere else to see it. So.
Hey, Smelly, I was going to tell everybody a little internet trick for, like, Skype and stuff. If you want your name to appear first on people's Skype list, put a dot in front of your Skype name. And that'll put you to the top of the class.
What? A dot?
You put a dot, like yours would be Smelly Prize, you put a dot before the S, and you will be number one on everybody's Skype list until somebody comes up with a dot, like with an A or something, you know? But that dot will put you all the way up to the top.
Don't put dot A, starts with Smelly Prize. Put me at the top.
Yeah, put you top of the class.
Well, that's a trick out there for all you Skype users. I'll be using Skype in a minute, man, when I get my my other little laptop. They had CVS had the little 7-inch notebooks for $95. You know what I'm saying? So even though they're small, they for my purpose of being able to do the show and just internet bullshit, I'm like, hell yeah, because I get tired of carrying this big-ass...
They have that at. Where did they have them at?
CVS Pharmacy? Well, y'all don't have that, probably.
Yeah, we got them up here. We got a million of them up here.
Do? Oh, well, that's
yeah,
what it was at.
$0.99? $99 for a netbook?
$95.
$94.98. Oh, I'm sending the money down today for it.
$94.98.
I mean, Walmart had, and Best Buy had laptops for $189.
Yeah. They still got them down here. Well, I doubt it now, but.
Yeah, them people were waiting in line here
at
Best Buy at 5:00 this morning. They started camping out up here last night, and of all nights, the temperature dropped 20 degrees last night. Of all nights,
take that, early shoppers.
Of all nights for the temperature.
Goofy Ball said too. He said California dropped down to 20. So
So the people were out there freezing last night, you know. And but they got a good deal. They were interviewing people, and they said, "Well, how much do you plan on saving this year by doing this?" And one lady, she's from West Virginia, she goes, "Well, I'm gonna save me $50." I'm like, "Jesus Christ, I'm not gonna drive from friggin' West Virginia, sit in the fucking outside for 6 hours to save $50."
Ain't no way, man.
I'm telling you, she said
you
that. I went $50. I'm like, what the fuck? God, it was a Toys R Us. She was going to Toys R Us to buy her kid a toy. But you know what, Smelly? Some people are in that situation. You know what I mean? I mean, thank God I'm not. And, you know, I mean, you know, I wish everybody wouldn't be in that situation.
Now, for some people, that's a tradition for them, too.
Yeah, no, that you're right. Because she did say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's just something that they built into their lifestyle. And I'm going to be one of the first shoppers in line. Regardless of what's on sale, it might it might even been something she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, nice website, Smelly. Nice website.
Thank
I'm impressed.
You, brother. Thank you.
And I'm that's just you to help me with mine. You want to make some money? I'll get you to help me with a little one I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, I can. Ain't no problem. That's what
okay,
I do.
We'll start on it.
Oh, man, I forgot. I didn't call Jet Set. My bad. I said I was supposed to call that man. My bad. Good Lord, I got to call Jet Set. Y'all hold on real quick. Y'all hold on.
Bid66.com.
You got it.
Make your bid today.
Well, you know, what I tell people is, look, you know, here's what it is. It's a game. You know what I mean? It's like going to bingo or something. You know, if you know how to play it, I mean, I got people that know how to play it so good that they win their three prize limit every day. We have a limit on a prize. It's three a day.
That's wise.
What's that, David?
Ah, there you go. Jet Set.
Yo, yeah,
hey,
what are you doing?
Hey, brother, I sure enough thought about you, on Thanksgiving, too. I sure enough thought about you, man. I
you
was like,
called me yesterday.
No, man. I meant to call you, brother. I sure enough meant to call you.
They said happy Thanksgiving, but the voice was real low. And I didn't have the number read on hand. But anyway, I just left the spot. And I see Pop over there at the spot, but I guess they come over there now.
No, man, he out there short-stopping on the game, but, you know.
I see. But still, listen, man, where you at?
I'm on, you on the radio right now. You know I'm out at Dow's doing the radio show.
Okay,
hey,
get there.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man. Well,
how
I want to put that out. I'm
going
to have to call you back on the back phone.
Okay. You want to call me? Okay. Or you want to call
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I ain't going to put that out there on the air like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is Jet Set, originally from Tampa, Florida, but that's coming from Hollywood, California. Smell so good. I want to send a shout out to you and your family, your mother. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep doing it, man. Yeah, I done turned to be a workaholic. Well, I've been workaholic all my life. You won, too. And I got this new jam called Workaholic. It's coming on. The show will be on Comedy Central. It'll be in February. But I have to shout out some more love to you later on. But this thing, right now, I'm with my sister. She just touring me around. Tampa is still my hometown. Will always be my hometown, and much love for you. But just when you get time, just holler at me as soon as you get time. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Give me a minute. I'm gonna hit you right back, cause I'm actually soon after the show over. I'm headed over there.
Okay, well we can get together then.
Yeah, I'm headed over there.
Okay,
much love, Jet Set.
Okay, who I'm speaking with?
Miss Heavenly Angel.
Well, it's time. It's good hearing your voice. And I'm
you
looking
too, sir.
To
you one day.
That's real. That's she in Washington actually. She up there in Seattle, Washington.
D.C. Well, yeah. We got to go up to Washington D.C. Smell so good, and you know we're gonna tour this whole country one day. So whenever you say the word, we can do it.
One
so
day.
Your boys in your hometown, and I'm looking forward to seeing you whenever.
You know that.
All right.
Jet, I'm gonna play this one song, y'all, and then Jet, I'm gonna hit you up. You know what I'm saying?
Much love. Okay.
All right.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to play businesses. Well, I'm Jet Set.
Just
create new wealth for other people.
It's time
help
to
help each other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute people
pass
are helping.
Pass the torch.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch.
Came.
We can't see the flame,
we can't see the flame.
Share the torch.
It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
I'm tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies big enough to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your Facebooks
so
and your BS. You need to learn how to pass the torch
so
and
good.
No one else besides yourself.
Mother
pass the torch,
Mr.
pass
D.
the torch. Don't keep it to
yourself.
You gotta pass the toast, and get the toast to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV, with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
boom.
The life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood, so everybody can take it easy,
right.
And it's all good.
Please
step off of me
don't
and pass the toast,
either.
And don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one,
pass
two,
the torch.
Five.
We can't see the flames.
I'm locked up, yeah, G, he built me out. If I said I understood, pass the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy with cost. And now buy it, boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off, but y'all don't hear me, though. We get it done, and we feel we imperial. You ain't killed nothing, the government's studio. It's silly, though, the white ones really know.
If we fix the roof,
even if we fix it too. Just pass the torch, so someone else can fix it too. They got a state by the river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November. Blacks are bored, stop passing snort. Three is the charm, homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
the torch, shout the torch,
hear the stars,
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Put it down, the torch, pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Shout the torch, shout the torch,
you can do
it's
what
time
you want
to do, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no
stopping
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch, pass the torch, and get a toast to
someone
else.
Come on, Brother David.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch, pass the torch,
Mr.
and
King.
Get a toast to
well, yeah,
someone
Brother King.
Else. Pass yourself.
Pass the torch. I know mass millionaires.
You can't see
they got
the
all kind of wealth. It's not burning.
Get that nutty on.
Even when you sick, Hell Angel, boy, look at him.
Still got it, baby.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down. What your 900 number is?
901 Angel.
Hitting that up late night. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Check it out, people. This is Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Okay.
Sounds like it went right down the drain.
Oh, it was a double whammy there. You hear the double?
Oh, man, this is too crazy, people. These are live. These are not rehearsed. Everything that you hear on this show is just like you get it, people.
Well, hell, you had the song on. You'd hear me grunting. You'd hear me grunting a little bit.
Oh, hey, you know what the hell was going on? You know, I thought you was smoking, you know?
We can do that, too.
We're smokers on this show, brother. We don't defecate.
I'm a smoker. I'm a toker. No, I'm a, what is it? I don't know.
I'm high. Yeah, there you go. That sums it up. We're over here in Venezuela, people. All the way across the world. Where Mrs. Universe, Alicia Machado, confuses Korea with China.
Ooh.
Man, that's like calling a Mexican Puerto Rican. What?
Ooh. I like to confuse her.
And to do it nationally? Oh. Venezuela's former Miss Universe Alicia Machado closed her Twitter account after being mocked for confusing the Koreas. What the fuck is the Koreas? Koreans, mother? Yeah, with China. Concerned by North Korea's artillery attack on a South Korean island, the 1996 beauty queen winner got muddled when tweeting for world peace. Tonight I want to ask you to join me in a prayer for peace, that these attacks between the Chinas do not make our situation worse, she wrote. Well, look at here, people.
Wow.
Well, just because they look good, that doesn't mean they can spell.
Oh, man. Dumbing in a box of rocks. You know what I'm saying? Dumbing in a box of rocks. But for that.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean,
I'm worried about them Koreans. You know, what I'm worried about is Chinese are going to maybe side with them. You know, I don't think they will, though, because all the big money they're making from us over here in the U.S. You know what I mean? They would never jeopardize.
Kick one of them little motherfuckers in their head. I ain't trying to hear all that shit.
They would never jeopardize that economy for them friggin' Koreans.
But China's talking north or south. China going to go with north or south?
Well, I don't think
to
go with anybody.
You know how we ride. We ride dirty south. Everybody go with the dirty south. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're going to abstain.
Prefer to be on the south side.
You know what I'm saying? Hot side. Y'all want to be where the heat at. Because we pack heat. You know?
But what he's going to do, what's his name? Chang Guang Fong Ding Gong Ying Yang? His son? He's going to go like
that. Boom,
boom. Press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's just going to fucking press all the buttons. Poke and hope.
Shouts out to Alter Ego Social Net, who is a one-man social network, which I guess he gets social with itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
That's what's up. Shouts out. Thank you for coming through. Anybody like to participate in the Nutty News? You know what I'm saying? To add anything to the Nutty News, please call area code 347-237-5125 between the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be live, just like this, in North Carolina. School bans chapstick. Goddamn right. You know what y'all little nasty girls be doing anyway. What you putting all that on your lips for? You finna go do something in the locker room? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just gonna go blow the football team.
It's just chapstick. Parents of students at a North Carolina school district are questioning a policy banning lip balm without a note from a parent or doctor. Stephanie Boyd, a parent of Westview Elementary School, said she and other parents received a letter from Johnston County Schools saying lip balm and cough drops would not be allowed in schools without a note from a parent or doctor, and children may share the chapstick and spread germs, which is true.
Wonder what the hell the note would say. The note would say, "Dear to whom this concern, my son / daughter needs this chapstick to put on / his or her lips while she's / blowing or fucking the football team. / him or her."
Well, if your kid is doing that in elementary school, something wrong.
But you know what? I don't get the cough drops, though.
Well, yeah, because cough drops most cough drops got alcohol in them nowadays. So bringing that to school, you know what I'm saying, and kids eating them like candy.
That ain't why. I used to have a girl who used to like to eat cough drops before oral sex.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck does that have to do
with it? I'm telling you, it's a sex. What it does is it makes your penis like burn a little bit, and when she's doing it to you, she blows on it.
I don't need no burning effect when it comes to mine.
It's not burning. It's like a little effect.
Right.
Like them new rubbers. Hey, like the new rubbers Trojan got. Icy or cool or hot and cold.
Oh, yeah.
Same
fire
effect.
And ice.
Same effect.
Fire and ice
same effect.
You try them
damn
yet?
That.
Yeah, I've tried them. I put them in my tongue.
You right.
I chew them when I'm done with them.
Right. Straight conehead style. You know what I'm saying?
Ta-da!
Oh, he does too.
And
we're moving on to the nuttiest place on the planet, and that's over here in the UK, people. Finally. Jesus, where y'all been at? Been hiding and shit. Where a woman is allowed to take a trip of a lifetime before jail.
What? Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
After,
a lifetime before jail?
Okay. After mowing down a policeman in an attempt to escape justice, shoplifter Sophia da Silva was expected to face the full wrath of the British. Yeah, this is why. The British legal system. But instead, magistrates have adjourned sentencing so she can enjoy a pre-booked 7-week holiday to Australia.
Oh, wow.
The Silva was spotted shoplifting at a Gap store and was followed to her car by two police community support officers as she attempted to escape in a silver BMW. She hit PSEO Daniel Smith flinging him 5 feet in the air. Yeah.
Okay.
To the whole British legal system. Oh. You need to work on it. Yeah. Sorry.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Only in America.
Only in America, people. Only in America.
I think he missed one.
Well, that's in the UK, so, but, shit.
Yeah.
UK, does that mean unknown?
Yeah, hell no. They damn sure known in the nutty news.
Just as much as Florida these days.
Ah, man. Well, over here in Massachusetts, shoppers accused Walmart of false advertising.
What else is new?
And they're like, duh. Some shoppers in Massachusetts are accusing Walmart of false advertising. Shoppers say their Walmart flyer advertised stores in Massachusetts would open at midnight on Black Friday. I know that was a misprint. People started lining up outside, some as early as 8 p.m., and they became furious when it was announced the stores actually wouldn't open until 4 a.m.
Stupid fox.
Oh, man. But see,
wow.
You know what? Now, listen now. This is a hustle for you. For all of these stupid people that be trying to get up early and go out there and stand in line, you need to go out there with your coffee and donuts and sell them $1 a cup and $1 a donut and clean up.
That's a good idea.
Or some chocolate or hot cocoa, you
hot
know what
chocolate.
I'm saying? And
hot chocolate, $5
up.
A cup.
Because this is my concept when, you know, during the presidential run. All them people standing out in all them long-ass lines, nobody was smart enough to bring water. So there's a position for me to bring my cooler full of water and walk through the line selling dollar bottle of water while y'all wait to get in here to cash y'all vote.
That reminds me of a little story. One day, I had the concessions down at the Point, we call it, in Pittsburgh for the 4th of July. And there was like 100,000 people gathered there, okay, for the festivities during the day. Well, I had a booth that sold lemonade. Okay, so the trouble was we had no running
real
water.
Lemonade. Now, it wasn't your lemonade.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. No. It was fresh squeezed lemonade, you know, and that wasn't from my nuts either. And,
oh, okay. Wanted to make sure.
So I had like millions of lemons. You know, I had a lot of sugar. I was lacking water, okay? So I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Well, we had some water that we were washing the dishes in, okay? So the kid goes, hey, we're running out of water. Easy, we're running out of water. I'm like, oh, man, all these fucking 1,000 people in line getting it. I said, fuck it. Use the dishwater. They'll never know the difference. So we use the fucking dishwater, you know.
Yeah, no. And the truth comes out.
Yeah, fuck
end.
It. Statute of limitations are passed. It's 20 years ago, assholes.
Oh, well, hey, I guess they got a clean cup of lemonade. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, this one lady walked up to the stand and she goes, you know, I'm sick of sitting here waiting for this lemonade. I've been waiting over an hour. I said, you know what? You ain't getting no motherfucking lemonade. How's that? He's there going, no, please, sir, no, please, I'm sorry. I'm you ain't getting no motherfucking lemonade.
Damn, yeah, shit, that what you got, cracking the lemonade?
I don't know, the motherfucker. There was nothing else to drink there. It was
it's
like,
cracking.
I was like, sir's last stand. I had this little fucking stand with 100,000 people around it ready to attack it for fucking liquid.
All right, well, shouts out to Eddie Long. I don't know if that's a porn name or what. But
yeah, look at his YouTube videos.
Sup, Eddie, sup.
Bishop Eddie Long.
Deep. And when I tell you I got the Holy Ghost, nigga, I put that condom on and fuck them doors deep. Because they already thought about me. I grabbed them and touched them with the hands of the Lord, put baby oil on their ass and spanked them deep. Got deep, deep. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Eddie and the Cruisers? Like, they were hunting for him? You know, that guy in the band, they couldn't find him for 20 years, Eddie and the Cruisers? Is that the Eddie? Is that Eddie Long?
I'm going to tell you niggas now, I'm Eddie Long. I fuck them boys deep, I'm telling you. Oh, I grabbed that nigga, and I held him tight. God damn it, boy, the other boy, why I fucked him? God damn it. Oh, I was sitting there looking at him. I wanted to fuck him so bad, so bad. But you other fuckers, though, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
And he know what I did. I fooled all them niggas, but you know what I'm...
Oh, man, that's too crazy. That's true. Crazy, but true. Yes, people. Mr. Eddie Long, Mr. Bishop Eddie Long is a...
Oh, that watcher. Eddie Long. I see. I remember that guy.
Yeah, that's why they call him Eddie Long. You know what I'm saying? Right. All right, keep this thing moving, man. I've been hearing about this, which, you know, hey, if you haven't been hearing, and you're going to be hearing it first right here. In Florida, electronic pickpocketing puts your credit cards at risk. And they covered this on the little news.
Oh, yeah.
News thing.
I saw that.
So if you had any doubt that someone could steal your credit card numbers by simply walking past you, a few minutes with Walt Augustus Notwich, some big fucked up name, will probably change your mind, which says chance your mind, but middle finger to the editor. Wow, that is crazy. It kind of makes me nervous. What the fuck do you mean, kind of makes you nervous? Said Raina Monsauer, after watching one of August, not whatever the hell his name is, demonstrations, by simply using a credit card scanner attached to a battery pack, August or something, shows how easy it is to grab sensitive information from an unsuspecting person. Damn. And they did do a... But yeah, so what? I mean, all y'all fucking nerds out there do shit that, you know what I'm saying, we just don't give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You're going to live in the
fifth,
people.
You can order that credit card scanner online.
Yeah. If not, just don't keep all your damn money on your credit card and just report it. But believe you me, people, for every action, there's opposite and equal reaction. When y'all go start ordering scanners, they're going to have a track of everybody who orders the scanners, where you order them from. So when they do start popping off that y'all start, you know what I'm saying, really hitting people up like that, they ain't going to do nothing but go in reverse. You know what I'm saying? See who ordered all the scanners. And then, you know what I'm saying, start prosecuting people that way.
You know what I do, Smelly? I got a couple credit cards. The one credit card that I use that I give out online, I keep like $100 in it. You know what I mean? Because I ain't giving them people online. I don't care who they are, my credit card number. I'm just not. And I just, what I do, unless it's PayPal, and I get PayPal. But, just, you know, if it's just somebody trying to get credit card numbers, I mean, there's so many scams out there that, you know, it'll look legitimate, but it's a scam. So, but PayPal is pretty safe.
Yeah, that's all I use is PayPal, because it holds my money on there until, you know what I'm saying, even if you don't have a credit card. So
hey, I've already caught somebody stealing like 6 months later, and PayPal stood up and gave me the money back.
Damn.
$1,500, about 15 transactions.
What?
They paid it.
Damn. Yeah, people. So it is real. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't see that on your local news, you know what I'm saying? It that is something definitely, you know, that geeks and nerds sit around and think of different ways to, you know, hack into shit. So, duh. You know,
criminal minds, more like it, criminal
money. Yeah. Over here in Washington, shouts out to Evelyn Angel. Oh.
Are we talking Washington State or D.C., baby?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says Washington.
Shoot
the messenger, lady. Don't shoot the messenger.
All righty.
TSA advertises jobs on pizza boxes.
What? Oh, my God.
All right. Shit. You know?
That's got to be Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you know that. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is advertising jobs in the Washington area where college students are sure to see them. On pizza boxes.
Sure.
Now that's smart. TSA spokesman Greg Soule said the pizza box job ads are aimed at gaining a wider pool of applicants for the available positions and is part of a campaign posting ads at gas stations, movie theaters, and on trains. A career where X-ray vision and federal benefits come standard, the pizza box ad reads.
Hell, I've been putting flyers on pizza boxes for 30 years, different stuff.
What? What's the price of advertising like on a pizza box?
Oh, heck, I would just do it for a favor for people. You know, buddies of mine have a construction company. I had a pizza shop.
You had a job. I'm saying,
flyers,
like,
I'd take Papa John's. Yeah, I'd take them. Right.
Yeah, that'd be cool now. People, y'all got to think about the marketing now. It's all about direct marketing. You know, what's the best way to reach directly to your customers besides TV?
The best
radio?
Way is free.
Through the mouth. Through the
free.
Food.
Right, free.
Through the food. So, you know, everybody always looks at the pizza box, you know what I'm saying, for coupons and stuff like that. So if you got an ad on there that says anything that free, you know what I'm saying, people going to look at that ad and just to see what it is. It could say free nothing, but they're going to read it all the way to the end and say, you get free nothing. But they read it. You know what I'm saying? But they read it, though.
You know.
Hey, you know
you
what
know.
They say, Smelly? Bad news is better than no news.
It's better than no news.
In advertising.
Yeah, sometimes. Over here in Germany, was ist los? So all mine Frauens and Frauen holding it down. Man builds wall and traps himself in cellar.
Huh?
Right. A German DIY enthusiast accidentally walled himself into his own basement.
Oh, wow.
What an idiot.
I mean, come on, people. And only managed to escape by drilling his way through to his neighbors. The 64-year-old pensioner in the eastern town of Gumperta had inexplicably aimed to seal off the entrance to his cellar and went downstairs armed with bricks, mortar, as well as food and drink. He was on the wrong side of the wall when his work was finished.
Oh.
Yeah, what was he drinking?
Yeah, you pay food and drink. What kind of drink you done brought down there? Mm-hmm. But, right.
And a bottle, all right.
Right. Here's your award, though, brother. That's actually.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Call yourself in on your day off. Right.
Drill through the neighbors? Come on.
And then you got property damage. You had to drill. Why you just didn't drill back out of the same brick that you just put up?
Oh, he's got to be stupid.
You feel me? You just put fresh brick up. You put fresh brick up. You tell me you couldn't push the fresh brick back down. It's fresh brick, people. It's not like it's set for, 2 days or something. It's fresh brick.
Fuck, I'd run right through that motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to push it right back down. Could have kicked it down.
He probably passed out from drinking and woke up and said,
Damn.
I can't get out of here.
Or maybe somebody bricked him in and he didn't know it.
Why he was drunk, yeah.
Why?
All this is leading to the alcohol, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because he was such an asshole, so they bricked him in.
To the alcohol. Over here in Missouri, a.k.a. Misery, man calls cops with complaint about hooker.
Hookers?
Right. The Missouri man, 19, dialed cops to report that he paid $60 to a pair of prostitutes to perform sexual acts for him. While the first woman showed him her chest, the second hooker took the $60 without holding up any her end of the deal. The pair then jumped in their car and left. That's when Ryan McName, which that is some kind of McName. Sorry about that, people. Made the mistake of calling cops to report that he was a larceny victim. Okay, I have to stop what I'm doing to give you several awards. You don't qualify for the major awards. You only get the minor.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, wait a minute. Because he said he was a victim of a larceny crime.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Nah, you just got God, homie. You just got God. That was the fuck that
wow.
is. Hell nah. $60. Damn, man, I ain't going to miss it. I pay $10 to get some head and go down to Ybor City and see titties for free. You know what I'm saying? Get some beads. Throw some white girls some beads and they'll show you all the titties you want. You know what I'm saying? Beads. This is how we do it. Hey, over in Arizona, fatal cancer from airport screening is, come on, people. 1 in 30 million. Well, it's a billion people on this planet, so, yeah. I think that statistics will be a little too high. Peter Reds, a professor of physics at Arizona State University, said that when a scanner is working properly, the amount of radiation exposed is very low. The probability of getting a fatal cancer is about 1 in 30 million. However, it's a mechanically scanned system, and if the scanning mechanism were to jam, something which is quite possible, then one could get a very high level dose of radiation, Rez noted. So, yeah, people, don't go through them damn scanners. We already had the opt-out data where we're telling you don't go getting into no damn plane. So, You better listen. Message. Shit. South Carolina, motel guest falls for phone prank. And trashes room. Motel guest said someone called his room and told him to smash the things inside in order to free a midget trapped next door.
Oh, wow. Come on now. How stupid can he be?
73-year-old Joseph Jones told him someone had called his room about 11 p.m. and said he was a manager. The caller said a midget who was 4 feet 3 inches tall was barricaded in the room next to him and that he needed help to get police to get him. Jones took his wrench and began to break away the wallboard behind the room door. Hell to the nah, man. So the dude was going to break through his wall to get through the midget on the other side. Oh, man.
Come on.
That is too funny. That must have
been smoking something.
Well, you know, that's an old man. You call an old person at 11 o'clock at night, you done been to 73. You done been in bed probably since 9.
Asleep.
You know what I'm saying? You call him up. He probably thought he was, I don't know, in a war reenactment or something. I'm coming to get you, brother. He's down the wall. I don't know.
Too much.
All right. Keeping this moving, people. In St. Louis, that's what I'm talking about. Drug dealer accepts food stamps as payment.
Well, shit, they did that over here all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We do that. Shit, I accept food stamps as payment for anything. That ain't new.
They got these fucking places in Pittsburgh. They got these, like down in, we call it the strip district, where you get stuff cheap, the produce and all that come in on trains. Well, a couple of the places down there got people coming in buying lobster tail on welfare cards. Now, that pisses me off.
Hey, I mean, shit. What else?
That pisses me off, though.
You know? But nowadays, the card is the card. It's a credit card. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like you're using food stamps like paper or something. You going in nowadays and can't tell, and they get cash on the card.
Oh no, they think they're high class now. Oh, here's my card.
Oh, it's
card. Yeah. Before it was on food stamps, they'd sit in the line. Everybody would see them pulling them out of the book. Then when they need a change, they're giving like 22 cents change, and they're oh no, that's a $20 food stamp. Let me have that back. They were like embarrassed, looking around them, see if anybody they know was there, seeing them with the food stamps.
Yeah.
Now. Fuck, they go dressed up, they hand them, here's my credit card. Yes.
Hey, here's my food stamp card, man? I buy them personally, what I'm saying? I damn sure buy me somebody who's selling food stamps, they give me their card, give me their PIN number, what I'm saying? I give them whatever they want, the half of the money that they want, and I go and do my shop, Hey, but I mean, a lot of these people get... they be like dudes be getting food stamps. Like these young dudes get food stamps. And, they might get $100-$150 a month. So, shit, that's free food.
This lady, they got 5 kids. They get about $800 or $900 a month in food stamps. They buy a case of peanut butter and jelly, and that's all the kids eat all fucking month. Well, they eat lobster.
Oh, I believe that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Kids
don't know what lobster
is. Peanut butter and jelly.
I didn't say nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Kids don't eat lobster.
I don't want that lobster. Little kid goes, I don't want that lobster, Daddy. I want
I want that $100 meal. I want that 50-cent piece of sandwich.
I want that PB&J. PB&J, Daddy. And hold your nuts. I don't want your nuts this time.
I'll take that whatever the hell you got, super homogenized turkey, whatever that 130.
Yeah. It's like a little kid asks his daddy to make him a sandwich. Daddy, can you make me a sandwich like you did last night before I went to bed? Daddy goes, yeah. So daddy comes out with peanut butter and jelly. Kid goes, and hold your nuts.
Hell no. Yeah. I almost gave you an award.
Gong. I gave myself the award before you did it.
There you go. They use state welfare money to buy drugs. Now investigators are tracking them down. Detectives with the Wellston Police Department caught a drug dealer who was accepting EBT cards or electronic benefit cards as a form of payment. He kept 60 of them. Police confiscated the cards as well as drugs, weapons, and other items. See, now he fucked up by keeping the cards. See, that was stupid. You just supposed to get the card, use it, and get them people their shit back. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep the card, and then they sit up here and talk about they lost the card, and then they send them another card. You know what I'm saying? While you holding on to their card. So they all fucked up. They fucked that up for themselves. Y'all fucked up a good hustle. People, you don't want to, you never want to hold on to evidence. Man, who the hell is this? Yo. Man, goddamn, man. May I call you back? I'm on the radio.
What the fuck, man?
That
one. You know what I'm saying? About a good. It's motherfucking raining. What the hell am I going to the spot for when it's raining right now? That's what people do to you, man. That's what people do. All right.
Come
Mr. Bone is back.
I knew it was him. What's up? No, I'm shopping right now, so I'm just going to put myself on mute.
Cause you're bone.
Oh. All right.
I went to the table. They got CDs. They got 50 CDs for $1.99.
That's what a mail-in rebate.
Did he say he went shopping with a mute?
Listen, that's what a mail-in rebate.
No, he's pushing mute so he can listen to the show.
That's what the mail-in rebate. That's not. They're not $1.99 a piece. That's after the mail-in rebate. After you buy them for like, I think, $7.99 a pack or something like that.
What
then you send in the rebate. For what you talking about? For the $1.99?
No.
Well, that's how they got it down here. It's a mail-in rebate to get the...
Where's that at?
Hey, you talking about Staples, right?
Oh, man, you're right. Okay. Oh, fuck that.
Come on, man. I'll be in all that shit.
Man, my homeboy just told me. You gotta wake up pretty early
from
in the morning.
Florida now. You're all the way from Florida now.
Dirty
yeah,
people right
I'm telling you.
Shit.
Don't fall for the hype.
You told me that, mom. Fuck.
Don't fall for the hype, man.
Yeah, my fucking visit.
Now, but now, this is. But now, if you patient enough to wait 8 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
What they say?
Yeah.
After a rebate?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't
gonna take about 8 weeks.
Fuck yourself, bitch.
Take about 8 weeks. Yeah.
Hey, rapper.
Oh,
like
California.
I'm a rapper in this economy.
Damn right. It ain't Cali Lane. Shout out to Goofmore. I guess you called in just to hear this. Middle finger puts man in jail. California doing it like that. That's how we do it.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh had that kid. It told the cop, fuck you, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won. The kid won. So now you can walk around Pittsburgh telling the cop, fuck you, give him the finger, everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as you don't cause no bodily injury or, you know what I'm saying, or try to buck around the police doing something, yeah, you pretty much say what you want to say. That was
what you call freedom
me
of
that
speech?
On my video because of the way I do my commentary on my video. They say, well, that ain't got nothing to do with the simple fact that the police ain't had no right to taking your video camera. Regardless of the
yeah,
commentary.
Yeah, how is
that
going? You got a case on that still or what?
Yeah, I still got the ACLU still reviewing it or doing whatever the hell they doing.
No, but, come on now.
I don't know. A local man is facing charges of violating a restraining order after flipping the bird to his wife.
Damn.
Paul Bechtel gave the rude gesture to his son-to-be ex-wife. Oh, excuse me, soon-to-be ex-wife, Rebecca, during a recent appearance in the Sacramento County Family Court. But although the sentiment didn't surprise her, she said the end result did. He went up, talked to the bailiff, turned around, and flipped me off, Rebecca said, and was arrested.
No contact.
Damn. I told you don't even look at him. Didn't I tell you that? Don't even look at him. You ain't supposed to look at If you see her, you better close your eyes.
I do talk.
Yeah. But here you go, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, you know. Jesus, people. Stop flipping people off, especially in the courtroom, people. You can't do that in the courtroom, period, though. You know, no foul gestures, no none of that. That right there is contempt of the court, period. No matter who you flipping off. And please don't flip off the judge or curse at the judge. Oh, yeah, you down here, they give you 6 months in jail. No bullshit. You flip off the judge or curse at a judge or bailiff or any lawyer or something like that, the judge can give you up to 6 months to a year. And I'm telling you, I've seen dudes get 6 months, you know what I'm saying, in jail, in court, after they done beat the case, but because they done walked out, man, fuck this shit. Call them back in here, bam, and they slap them and take them to jail. Tell me, boy, they don't play. They don't play.
So I'd be pissed off as a taxpayer.
Yeah, I don't see people get arrested for the cell phone going off after the damn judge say turn off your shit. Dude's shit done went off. Whose is it? He ain't want to admit. And just right then, oh, man, what? They done went around and found out. I don't know how the hell he found out. Found the dude. His ass got 6 months in jail because he didn't admit.
If somebody snitched. All them snitches in court.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Well, over here in Washington, Dicks on Chicks. That's the District of Columbia, people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could buy a house for cost of Air Force One for 1 hour. Yeah. The average American could buy a house for the amount of money it takes to run Air Force One for 1 hour. The U.S. military has provided an updated estimate on that cost, first published by a taxpayer watchdog group. And the number is staggering, $181,757 per hour. That's the price tag for shuttling around President Obama, who, as it turns out, has spent more days abroad in his first 2 years than any other president. Well, yeah, because y'all fucked up everything abroad. Shit.
Yeah.
The fuck is that? Duh, you got to go on the outside to fix the inside. That,
good,
duh.
I'm glad he went over there. Keep him away from fucking things up around here.
They don't mention that. No other U.S. president has been able to go over to any other damn country in the past 10 years. Because y'all fucked there all our foreign relations up with all that slimy shit y'all keep doing. Man, please. Well, thank you, Obama. You know what I'm saying? At least we know the damn money is being put to good use. Shit. And he ain't flying to damn Paris just to, you know what I'm saying? Fuck off. Like Bush was doing. He was flying all these other fucking places just to fuck off. Camp Kennedy, all whatever dumb shit he ran.
Yeah, you know.
In the good old U.S., United States of assholes. That's the USA. Passengers pulled off a plane for too many potty breaks.
What? Come on.
Come the hell on.
What next? Really?
I'm serious, people. For travelers this holiday season, make sure to pack light. Keep a sense of humor during an intrusive pat down, and apparently don't drink too much water.
No, you better take some Kaopectate.
A passenger on a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Denver was pulled off a plane after other passengers said he was, well, see, that's the, shut your fucking mouths, man. You know, that's the problem. People are all nosy. You know what I'm saying? The man got a bladder infection, a bladder control infection, apparently. And that is why he's taking it. It was unclear if this was classified as a terror alert yellow or brown. Yellow or brown. Get it, people? Okay. But authorities took it seriously enough to evacuate the plane.
Is that a brown alert?
That is asinine. That's completely asinine. Completely asinine. Completely asinine. In California, check this out. Elaborate homeless camp is discovered. Elaborate.
Under the bridge.
Yeah, see, this is my box over here. See, this is my golden shopping cart. You know what I'm saying? Now, see, right, this is my Xbox 360.
Yeah, my box made out of balsa wood.
Yes, yeah. City maintenance workers Juan Lyra and Richie Hartsock have a big cleanup ahead of them after an elaborate homeless village was discovered in the middle of the Whitewater Wash. Firefighters who responded to a report of smoke coming from the wash area near the Cimarron Golf Course in Palm Springs arrived to find someone heating up coffee over a homemade stove. In all, fire crews said they found a half dozen camps in one area.
You know, Smelly, you know what would be cool to do? And I was thinking about doing this. You just brought it up. I was thinking about jumping a train across the United States and, like, staying in these camps. Like, you know, they have camps, like, off the railroad tracks where, you know, where the hobos go and stuff. I think that'd be fucking cool. If you travel with, like, a couple friends, you know, and just do that, that'd be a cool fucking trip. What do you think?
Yeah.
We could package that and sell it on Bid 66.
Y'all, man. Every documentary is it.
Yeah, do a documentary on it. Fucking right. There you go.
I'm putting original hobo piss. This is real hobo piss in a jar. I'm selling this on Bid 66, starting at 15 cents.
And this is grain fed homo piss.
Grain fed. Ah, man. We spent 6 weeks out in the brush feeding a homeless man nothing but the pure grain. And we present to you now.
And we were selling him for $249.
Ah, man.
So homeless
ass. Get your hobo piss now.
We got some hobo ass.
I never seen a midget hobo. You never know that.
Nah, there ain't no meat on them.
Like no midget hobo. I seen a midget panhandler though, standing in the. I almost missed him though.
Hey, did you give him a little bit of money?
I gave him half of what he asked for. Oh, man, my bad, y'all. I figured he only needed a little bit.
He didn't need much.
Oh, people, the short jokes just continue. Oh, man. Shouts out to Hive Mind 1984. I'm pretty sure you're an 80s baby. Yeah, what's up to you? Man kills pregnant girlfriend and sister over unborn child's name. Wow. Coming out of Boston. Boston man killed his pregnant girlfriend and her sister before turning the gun on his punk-ass self. After a fight broke out, allegedly over the unborn child's name. Joseph Cummings, 51, shot dead his longtime girlfriend and nail salon owner, Kimberly Nguyen, 35, during the fight in their second floor master bedroom. There may have been an argument over the name of the child.
You know, they both wanted to name the baby Ralph. The one wanted to spell it with an F and one wanted to spell it with a P.
Well, his last name is Cummings. Come on. You could do better. Yeah.
Yeah, man, Cummings. Like, are you coming? Are you coming? He's coming. I'm coming. Sorry.
Want two Cummings? I don't know. But you know, where's the moment of silence for the ladies?
Oh yeah, for the fallen ladies. Yeah, there you go, ladies. Sorry about that. I almost missed you. Yeah. And, of course, to the husband.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
He ain't coming no more. He's going. Poor baby. He ain't got no mama, no daddy now.
He killed the baby. She was pregnant.
What? Oh, I thought she had the baby.
No.
Oh, wow. Pregnant. You need to give another moment of silence there for the baby. For the nameless baby.
Well, I heard they gave the baby to the hubbos.
That's fucked up. We had a baby ass for dinner. Oh, sorry, people. That's wrong. That's completely wrong.
Is that like veal on a cow? Like, you know, veal's the baby cow.
I should never have said that, you know?
I see they told you I was a pig.
Oh, sorry. Before I beam in 901, let me give this moment of silence for the fallen baby. All right. Excuse me real quick. Let me see who this is calling.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Oh.
I'm not on the pizza.
Yeah. 901, you're live in the building. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. Freak the fuck
Yo.
Out Friday. What's happening?
Smells so good, what it is, man.
Up in the building, what it do, don't do.
You already know who it is, man. It's your man, Guns.
Oh, that man, you know, I was like, damn, 901, because I knew you out of town and shit. I follow you on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to B Guns, man. You up in Memphis, right?
Yeah, I'm over here in Memphis. I'm in Memphis now, but I just took a flight up here to Jersey right now.
Damn, you in Jersey?
I'm in Jersey right now, man.
Damn. This is coming from the chat room real quick. Heaven Angel say you need to take some vitamin D. I wanted to be the first to offer. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you're talking about sunshine down there, baby.
Oh, my bad. I was just, you know, I didn't know what he was suggesting, you know. Because what's happening, my brother? Happy belated Turkey Day to you.
Man, thanks, man, thanks.
How was your Turkey Day?
Man, it was good. You know, still waiting for, you know how it tastes better the next day.
Oh, yeah, you know, something like pussy. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah.
I say that live on the radio. Sorry about that. anyways, what's up, man? What projects you got going on? What you doing up in Jersey?
Man, I'm over here. I got some fam up here. I'm about to hop on some mixtapes. Trying to bring it down. I'm working on a new mixtape. Welcome to Tampa Bangs, you know? Doing it real big.
Make sure I get a shout out on one of them mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga Ashwood, he got me set up to battle them niggas Problem South too.
Yeah, man, we went on ahead and we're gonna reset it back up and deal with the Garbage Network one more time and go down to Orlando and smash them in their own home set. You know what I'm saying? Show them how T-Town do. And
we're
gonna bring that official, you know, Tampa versus Orlando battle to a close. You know what I'm saying? They kept crying, talking. Y'all only won because y'all was in Tampa. So we're gonna take a party bus down to Orlando, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And come
ahead
and show you how we do. And we're gonna bring the soldiers with us too. You know what I'm saying? That's how we roll.
Man, I was mad. I missed out on all that shit, man.
Yeah, it's coming up though. It's coming up. We're gonna set the battle up. The battle probably gonna be for next month. You know what I'm saying? That's the last battle before the new year, and then that'll close out. You know what I'm saying? The official, you know, first chapter of the 813 battle. Because really, it was all about Tampa versus Orlando. You know what I'm saying? Miami got in the mix a little bit. New York got in the mix a little bit. Shouts out to all them. But it's really been, you know what I'm saying, the Tampa versus Orlando. So It's all good, all gravy, though. You know, doing what it do.
Yeah.
Doing what it do. That's real. So let me give you two more articles, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to be up out of here, you know, doing what I do. 10 minutes left of the show. Got to get up out of here. And Link. What the hell is
that? All right. All right, smells look good. I'm just trying to holler in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be back in Tampa in December. So we good. We're going to go ahead and kill them niggas in Orlando. You know how we do it.
That's real. That's real. And then you have you got some new music. You got some new music out.
I got some new music. I got a new song out called "Ay Caramba." I gotta send it to you.
Bye. Bow bow. Oh, sorry. Okay. Hit me up on the email with it. You know what I'm saying? You know how I do. Hit me up with the email and I put it in rotation. So.
All right, my dude.
Looking for new music, you know what I'm saying? Looking for new music. I got to hit you back, Jet.
All right, smells so good. I'm going to holler at you.
You know it, my brother. That's Big Guns.
All right,
people,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Representing hard for the independent artists. You know what I'm saying? All the way out of New Jersey right now. Shouts out to all you fam, all the Jersey people out there.
All right, thanks, man.
What to do. I'm in the news right now. Let me give y'all two more articles. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get up out of here. Over here in Iowa. Yeah. Welcome to Jell-O Road. Okay. Northern Iowa authorities say they've cleaned up a slippery mess after a tipped semi trailer spilled Jell-O and pudding cups across the county road. Hell no, where was Bill Cosby when you needed him? You know what I'm saying? All of my Jell-O pudding. All of my Jell-O. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 52 pallets of gelatin and pudding fell from the trailer when its top ripped open near Rudd. It took crews 3 hours to clean up the debris. The Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old semi-trailer driver Eric Young of Charleston, South Carolina, wasn't able to make a turn and went into the ditch where the rig rolled onto its side. Damn. Was it snowing or something? Or did he slip on the Jell-O? Well, you couldn't slip on the Jell-O.
I think it was banana Jell-O. They slipped on a banana.
Right.
It wasn't the pudding?
Put it in where?
I thought there was Jell-O and pudding.
They
putting in where? Putting
put
where?
In
where?
Funny.
Where do you want me to put it?
Take it right here, baby.
Right. Over here in India.
Goddamn Grand Canyon.
This is what I'm talking about. We need the same shit over here, man. In India, council banned cell phones for unmarried women.
Unless they wear a veil.
Damn right. Put the damn phones down. A local council in northern India has banned unmarried women from carrying mobile telephones to halt a series of illicit romances between partners from different castes.
Good. They should. You know why? Because they get on them cell phones and they start talking. They get that veil. You don't know if they're talking or what. Because you can't see their lips move. That's bullshit.
Okay. Well, what do you say about people with Bluetooth?
With Bluetooth, I think they should fucking clean it with some whitener.
Okay.
We're moving on. The Malayan Council in Uttar Pradesh State decided to act after at least 23 young couples ran away and got married over the last year against their parents' wishes. The Panchayat Assembly was convinced that the couples planned their elopement over their cell phones.
Ooh.
They want to run your lives, baby. They want to run your lives.
Yeah, hey. Don't let nobody fall in love now.
Hey, I got news for you. I'm talking to this one dude I know from Pakistan, and he's telling me how his mother has to pick his wife for him. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, that's how it is in some of them countries, man. That shit's crazy, man.
I told him, come on over here to the United States. I hope come home with a redhead hooker.
Right. Don't matter to me what you come home with. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. and then get your ass out my motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah. Oh,
and
man,
what? I said they live with their mothers and dads. They're all fucked up.
If you staying at home with your wife in that same house, something wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Because now y'all got a life. Y'all need to be going out there and struggling, you know what I'm saying, on your own. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all together for, you know what I'm saying? The struggle and strife of life, you know what I'm saying? And it, but together, shit. But anyway,
I got
in California,
my vitamin D, people. Got my vitamin D.
Oh, shake 'em, baby, shake 'em.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm talking about the pill. Talking
I'm
about
shaking
the
pill. Them double D's, baby. Actually,
shaking them D's. You shaking them D's. I hear them. People, this is
well,
a family show. This is a family show. I don't know what part of the family we are, but we the part of the family that you want to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? The outcast. Damn right. Welcome to Regular Gay Radio. Stranded man too embarrassed to use phone. Right. A man who spent 5 days stranded on a deserted island said he was too embarrassed to use his cell phone to call for help. Brian Goatman Hopper, 54, of Encino, who was rescued by the Coast Guard after spending 5 days living off Tinka Tinka vitamins and native plants on Roe Island, said he was too embarrassed to use his cell phone to call for help while trying to repair his inflatable raft, which had sprung a leak. What the hell is embarrassing about being stranded? Bitch, you're stranded.
Maybe he was stranded with maybe a homosexual boyfriend or something.
Okay.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
For the 205, goddamn, all these numbers. What the fuck? Y'all, I'll call all y'all back in a minute.
Got 5 minutes or less.
Call them a bat line, you know what I'm saying? All right, people, that will do it for your nutty news. We're going to leave that in California, man. Well, fuck it. The last one is California anyways.
Goofy Bone still on here?
Nah, Goof already went back shopping.
He went back.
But, yeah, he's in the lead. Yeah, need a pet? 1,000 rats need a new home.
Ooh.
Right. I'll be buying
those. It must be emptying out the county jail.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
I have.
Animal groups in California say they are seeking homes for more than 1,000 rats discovered in a man's home during the filming of a reality TV show. Rescuers said the rats currently housed at Andy's Pet Shop in San Jose were seized from a man's home during filming for an episode of A&E's Hoarders and will be spayed or neutered and adopted in pairs. We had 3 litters born last night, 2 the night before.
Hey, is that in San Jose?
No.
Yeah, that's where Goofy Bone is.
I wonder who we know in San Jose.
Bone.
Let's see where that actually took place.
Bone's house.
Let's find out. This is in San Jose.
Yeah. San Jose, Goofy Bone.
Wow, Goofy Bone is on the map.
House of 1,000 rats, Willard.
The rats were removed from a Los Angeles home and trucked to San Jose in a climate control vehicle. Rose will be blah, blah, blah. 1 to 1,200 without the new babies being born. Damn. A lot of rats.
They're talking 1,000 rats, right?
Yeah, over 1,000.
That's crazy. Why don't they just get rid of them?
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to figure out. Alter ego, social net. Sorry about that. We didn't see that, but that is weird how the people, you know what I'm saying, find out. You know, how they pick the wife and stuff like that, or pick the husband, you know what I'm saying? Do you get to test the waters, you know what I'm saying, before the kids, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, that's good, son. You can go ahead and mirror that. Okay. That will do it. That is done for your Nutty News, people. Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. I'm going to give a shout-out to Alter Ego Social Net, Easy Rider, Miss Heavenly Angel, and Heaven Mind, 1984, Mr. Goofy Boat, and everybody else that came through the show hanging out, man. Much love to you. Appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed the show, and if you missed the show, make sure you check out the archive, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, and also go sign up to my new website. It's www.wdge.webs.com, and you can get exclusive videos, pictures, and all the other kind of stuff related to me, Reckoning Game Entertainment, and affiliates, and also post videos and all that kind of stuff that you'd like, and share it with the world. And I mean the world. And on that note, we will get out of here with some good old Shelly K. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I was going to ask for that.
You already know. Hope you feel better, baby.
Thank you. I love you. Have a great day.
Let's have an angel, people. Sidekick kicking y'all ass in the head if y'all getting wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Freak the Fuck Out Friday presents Too Much Turkey, Not Enough Pants. Happy day after Thanksgiving, people. You know, so ask yourself, did you eat too much? Did you break that diet plan to go all out for one day? Did you cook or just go around eating? And who did you clean? You know what I'm saying? Peace out.
So free, I will.